You can stay in the middle of the afternoon or later, or it won't make a big difference to you.
Okay.
If it be in the afternoon, which I guess it will.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and what, if the fire burns down completely, Sam, all that was left was just the...
ashes.
Okay. And, now talking about parts of furniture, the thing that you're, well, this thing you'd call a...
Well, back in my day, there was very little upholstered furniture.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, the majority of it was just plain, ordinary furniture, but a good grade of stuff. Bedsteads were built out of walnut,
mm-hmm,
or cherry. Dining tables were out of walnut or cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Principally wild cherry. And those, as I said, most of that furniture is built out of that kind of material. And rocking chairs and things of that kind, the housewife made a cushion,
mm-hmm,
of feathers, probably, goose feathers, like a pillow for a bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those days we used goose feathers to make a feather bed and the pillows. Wasn't no such a thing as a mattress.
Yeah.
I never seen a mattress till I was nearly grown. Everybody slept on a feather bed.
Yeah.
We had what we called a straw bed.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and when we thrashed the wheat, we'd go to this straw stack and pull that brand new straw out of that stack, which was, hadn't been molested, only just went through a thrashing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Shake the chaff out of it and fill up we call it a straw cake, about the size of a ordinary mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Pack that full of straw, you put that down on the slats in this bed, and there was very few people that had bed springs those days. The first ones I ever seen clamped onto the wooden slab was individuals.
Yeah.
About that long. Two springs, I believe.
Yeah.
In an outfit. Well, put this straw bed on the slats of the bed, then put the feather bed on top of that. And that's where we slept, was up on top, on that feather bed. And of course, when you got in there, well, those feathers just come up all around you. But we sleep on those things through the winter.
Yeah.
Summer come, well, they got too hot, pull that feather bed off and sleep on that straw bed. Because when those feathers come up around you in the summertime, no such a thing, you know, as air conditioning or window fans or all the fan we had that day. Those days you used in your hand here, old palm leaves. And if you got any comfort wise, you always say, lots of times when I was a boy, I remember getting off that feather bed at night and get down on a pallet on the floor, put a quilt on the floor.
Yeah.
Get down on that pallet down. We so couldn't hardly sleep. And people went on up here. Everybody, as the old saying, lived under them kind of conditions. Made no difference whether he's a wealthy man or whether he wasn't.
Yeah.
Of course, they had people that's considered wealthy. They had better furniture than the ordinary family did. But they didn't go out for fine furniture those days.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some boyfriends that have people who were considered rich,
mm-hmm,
when I was a schoolboy. And I'd go home with him spend the night. Well, I found lots better furniture in that house.